start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hear us around the world, streaming 24/7 at safetyfm.com.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. It is currently Friday, so you already know this is going to be a mini episode. And yes, if my voice sounds deeper, I am coming off of a flu or something because I don't know what's going on. So on this mini episode, I don't know if I am going to call it cheating, but I'm going to call assist. And we'll get to that here in a second.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Well, hello, and thank you for coming back to Safety FM and taking a listen to this little mini podcast. I wanted to just really cover some information with you here today. Number one, thank you for actually taking a listen to Todd Conklin Comes Again. Apparently, a lot of people actually liked the descriptions of what Todd was going over with his career and his books. Keep in mind, part two will come out here in the next few days. So on Tuesday, we'll actually drop the second episode to that. As today, as you can hear, my voice is not kind of up to par because I'm coming off the cold, so I do apologize about that. A couple things I do want to bring up. Safety FM t-shirts are available. Some people had asked the question about the t-shirts. They are available at safetyfm.com. Just go into the shirt section. I can believe you can order it right there on the spot. The other side, we still have space available for the road show that we have coming up in Daytona on the 5th of August. So if you're interested in coming down to Florida, 5th of August, roadshow. We're doing a roadshow slash workshop with Shilman Primus from the Safety Consultant Show. Besides that, don't really have much going on, but I do have an assist here today. So Martha Acosta, she'll be interviewed here in the next couple weeks here on Safety FM, but she is running a case study and she would like for you to participate in it. Now, Martha is a friend of the show and here's what she has as a request from you, the listener.
This is Martha Acosta. I would like to invite listeners to participate in a research study I'm conducting through the Graduate School of Education and Human Development at the George Washington University. This study aims to better understand the mental and emotional factors that influence how managers in high-hazard organizations respond to paradoxical situations. We think the information coming out of this study might help to improve how high-hazard organizations respond to organizational challenges. Many listeners today are likely to be members of the population we're looking for, specifically managers in high-hazard organizations. Being a manager for the purposes of this study doesn't mean having a certain title or a certain position in the hierarchy, but rather engaging in specific activities. Even if you don't think you're a manager, that shouldn't discourage you from considering participating. The study will take about 2 hours of your time, and you will be asked to complete 3 psychological assessments. The confidentiality of study participants is strictly safeguarded. Participation is completely voluntary, and you can quit the study at any time. To learn more about the study and to participate if you wish, go to martika.com/research. That's MARTICA.com/research. You will be asked to read and agree to consent to participation on the informed consent form before beginning the study. And please spread the word around the water cooler. We're looking for 200 participants. Thank you.
So if you could do Martha a favor, go to her website and go ahead and participate in the case study, it would be much appreciated. For now, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.